This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
On Wednesday, President Trump awards the Presidential Medal of Freedom to economist Arthur Laffer. He's what's called a supply-sider, a lower-taxes, lower-regulation man. The Medal of Freedom is the nation's highest civilian honor. One of Arthur Laffer's enduring contributions is the Laffer Curve. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has more.
The idea behind the Laffer Curve starts with an observation about taxes.
If you start to increase the tax rate and you start at zero, tax revenue does go up.
Kent Smetters is a professor at the Wharton School.
But eventually, if you keep on increasing the tax rate, the tax revenue will actually fall.
Like if you tax people at 100%, people are not going to work. So the idea is that somewhere there is a Goldilocks level of taxation that's not too high, not too low, but just right.
The disagreement really is about where does that peak happen?
The backers of the Trump tax plan, for example, believed that Goldilocks level is low, lower than the tax rates when the law was passed. They justified the Trump tax cuts by arguing the cuts would make the government more money. A year and a half later, that still hasn't happened. Jared Bernstein is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
We're looking at much larger budget deficits thanks to the revenue losses from these tax cuts.
Politicians have been fighting over where that Goldilocks tax rate is for decades, citing the Laffer Curve. It's unlikely they'll stop anytime soon. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.